Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On a recent visit to Brazil, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis emphasized the shared values of the hemisphere's two largest democracies, the U.S. and Brazil, as defenders of democracy, fundamental human rights, the rule of law, and peace at home and abroad. These values find expression in Article 1 of the Inter-American Democratic Charter. The peoples of the Americas have a right to democracy, and their governments have an obligation to promote and defend it. The U.S. remains focused on strengthening its military-to-military relationships with Brazil because it seeks a collaborative, prosperous, and secure hemisphere where each country individually and collectively maintains situational awareness in all domains – air, land, sea, outer space, and cyberspace. It's a hemisphere where we address national, regional, and hemispheric priorities together, declared Secretary Mattis. The U.S. would like to work with Brazil to strengthen a cooperative, strategic partnership that is transparent, that is trustworthy, and that is steady, because we see a bright future ahead for Brazil and for our hemisphere, said Secretary Mattis. We see this future reflected in Brazil's demonstrated global leadership, from demining missions in Central and South America to peacekeeping missions in Haiti, Lebanon, and Central Africa. We see this future in your prudent response to Venezuela's destabilizing actions. In the broader military relationship, the U.S. sees future opportunities for advanced research with Brazil, particularly in space. The U.S. also looks for future two-way military sales. America is not looking to make quick cash, explained Secretary Mattis. We are looking to earn and keep friends, sharing our most combat-proven technology while drawing on your areas of expertise. We believe it is in America's best interests that Brazil's industrial base be internationally competitive. The U.S. military seeks to work side by side with Brazil and with Brazil's neighbors to build a future together, one that shares all the benefits of living in our great hemisphere, said Secretary Mattis. It should be an island of democracy and prosperity in an unstable world. Our hemisphere should show the way and be a model.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.